If you'd like to become a real estate agent in Georgia, it helps to understand everything involved before you start the process. Here, we'll cover the benefits of the profession as well as everything that is required to receive your license. There are a number of steps in the Georgia real estate licensing process, so we've broken it down to keep things simple. To get your license, you will need to: Step 1, complete pre-license education. Step 2, pass the course exam. Step 3, complete a background check. Step 4, choose a sponsoring broker. Step 5, pass the Georgia real estate licensing exam. Step 6, submit a real estate license application. Before explaining each step, consider if becoming a Georgia real estate agent is right for you. The benefits of working as a Georgia real estate agent. At salary.com, the average salary for a real estate agent in Georgia is listed as $40,000 to $53,000 per year. This varies depending on your commission percentage, the number of homes you sell, if you have any caps, what your split is with your broker, and the value of the homes sold. In Georgia, the average price of a home is around $195,000. Real estate agents often make a 6% commission on sales, which would be $9,930. Salary aside, becoming a real estate agent includes these other benefits: flexibility in your schedule, unlimited income potential, career mobility, helping people, familiarity with your community and neighborhoods, varying environments and tasks. If this sounds like a good fit for you, these are the things you should consider next. Do you pre-qualify? To pre-qualify as a Georgia real estate agent, you need to be at least 18 years old, have a high school diploma or equivalent. As long as you meet these prerequisites, you can take the next steps towards obtaining your license. 1. Complete pre-license education. To qualify as a real estate agent in Georgia, you need to complete 75 hours of pre-license education. This course can be taken in a live classroom or internet-based format, and there are a number of real estate institutes available across Georgia. Just make sure that the course you choose is approved by the Georgia Real Estate Commission, like this online one at theshop.com. The course topics include license law, agency law, real property ownership, finance and closing, marketing regulations, property management, real estate calculations. 2. Pass the course exam. The final course exam can be scheduled through the real estate school that you take classes through. A proctor must be present for this exam. To pass the exam and earn your certificate, you need to get a score of at least 72%. Once you pass, you will receive a certificate of completion. This will be submitted with your license application later. The exam topics include licensing requirements, state laws and rules, contracts, leasing and property management, transfer of title. 3. Complete a background check. To apply for your Georgia real estate license, you need to complete a background check. This needs to be done within 60 days of submitting your license application. The background check needs to be obtained from the Georgia Crime Information Center, and you can request it at your local sheriff's office or police department. The criminal report can cost up to $25. You will need to bring it with you when you go to the testing center for the real estate license exam. 4. Choose a sponsoring broker. To become a licensed and practicing real estate agent in Georgia, you need to be associated with a registered brokerage firm or broker. Before submitting your application, you'll need to have secured this sponsorship. It's important to choose the right broker, as they'll play a key role in growing your real estate career. Consider the following when choosing a broker to work with: their reputation as a broker or brokerage firm, the types of agents they look for, if they provide education and training for agents, if they provide marketing materials and potential leads, which systems they use, the benefits they offer, what is their commission structure, what is the growth potential. 5. Pass the Georgia Real Estate Licensing Exam. Once you've completed the real estate education and passed the course exam, you can apply to take the Georgia Real Estate Salesperson exam. This will be administered by an outside agency, PSI. You can schedule your exam on PSI's website, by phone at 888-818-5824, or by mail. The fee for the exam is $121. On the day of the exam, you will need to bring two forms of ID. Once you're in the exam site, you will need to place all electronic devices, bulky clothing, and other personal items in a secure location. You will then sit at a computer to take the test. The exam is split into two parts, a national portion and a state portion, with a total of 150 questions. The exam topics include licensing requirements, contracts, land use controls and regulations, leasing and property management, transfer of title. To pass this exam, you need to get a score of at least 72%. This score will be given to you as soon as the exam is completed. Upon passing, the testing center will give you your score report, with a printed application form and instructions on how to apply for your real estate license. When you pass your exam, you will also receive a certification of accuracy statement. It is important that you do not sign this until you apply for your license at one of the PSI testing centers. The certification of accuracy statement must be signed in the presence of the test center staff. You can find more information about the Alabama Real Estate Salesperson Exam and the application process in the PSI Candidate Handbook. 6. Submit a real estate license application. To apply for your Georgia real estate license, choose one of the four PSI test centers throughout Georgia. You can submit your application after 2 p.m. on the day you pass the exam, or any day after that within 12 months of passing the exam. If your exam was taken in the afternoon, you cannot submit your license application until the next day. These are the items needed to apply for your Georgia real estate license: valid photo ID sponsoring real estate broker statement form, $170 license fee, criminal history report, certificate of accuracy statement. For more information on submitting your license application, you can access the PSI Georgia Candidate Handbook here. Once you've completed all of these steps successfully, you will receive your Georgia Real Estate Agent license. At this point, you might want to consider if you're interested in becoming a realtor. Here is what that means. Real estate agent versus realtor, what's the difference? For a real estate agent to become a realtor, they need to become a member of the National Association of Realtors. The NAR is an organization for real estate agents and other industry professionals. Members are required to subscribe to standards and a code of ethics set by the association. Membership offers access to market data and transaction management services, and other benefits. To become a part of this community, these are the steps you need to take. Get your state real estate license. Join your local Realtors Association. Find one close to you with their Find an Association tool. Pay the application fee. This varies by association. Maintain membership dues. To keep your title of realtor, you need to pay an annual fee of $150. Become a top real estate agent. Now that you're a real estate agent, you'll need a website to show off your listings, attract buyers and sellers, and if you're ambitious, get real estate coaching or digital marketing from some of the best in the field. Reach out to us at redigital.com to learn how we can help you become a top performer.